Aston Martin is on the edge at Spa-Francorchamps, grappling with a critical shortage of spare parts as they prepare for a major upgrade. This situation could redefine their season. The team is set to unveil a heavily revised AMR 26 at the Hungarian Grand Prix, aiming to break free from the lower tier of the Formula One grid. However, their aggressive development timeline poses significant risks. Major modifications, including updates to the rear suspension and aerodynamic surfaces, focus all resources on making the upgraded car competitive. Yet, the pressure on production has intensified. Aston Martin's chief trackside officer, Mike Crack, acknowledges the uncertainty surrounding the availability of backup components. He admits, "It is a big undertaking if you decide to do it like that," emphasizing the strain of pushing deadlines. While he remains optimistic about fielding two cars, he realistically notes, "I don't think we will have five spares of each." To mitigate potential issues, Aston Martin has devised contingency plans, ensuring flexibility in case some components are missing. The Hungarian upgrade marks the first phase of a broader recovery strategy, with more enhancements projected for the Dutch Grand Prix and a crucial 2026 power unit update from Honda.